Blackstone Audio presents The Queen's Prophet by Dawn Patitucci. This book is read by Justine Eyre. For my parents. Chapter 1. The Stoat's Choice. The Countess of Volta died in fresh bedclothes in the warmth of a lively hearth fire, her curtains open to the night, and the moon, a waxing crescent, in plain sight. Mary had just sat bedside for a night of distracted reading and futile prayer, when silence fell, as sudden and commanding as a man entering the room. After days of gasping and twitching, the Countess lay dead, her mouth still gaping from her last breath, hands curled against her wasted breast. Spurred by panic and an overwhelming sense of officiality, Mary recorded the time for the deacon, 8 o'clock p.m., 25 October. Under the rule of Mars, in quadrature with Mercury, she also noted, as the Countess would have pleased. She lay down her pen and braced for grief. Though she didn't weep, tears were rarer than diamonds in this household. Nor was her heart heavier than it had been these past weeks as she watched her lady's flesh wither and her dispassionate, analytical mind run mad with fever. If anything, Mary felt hoodwinked, death having sneaked in while her eyes were averted and hands fiddling with a bookmark, cheating her of any poignant last moment with her lady. She had imagined at least a hand squeeze, or one last lucid look from her delirious mistress, a locking of gazes through which decades of fondness and easy companionship would be acknowledged and cherished, though unspoken, to the end. If tears were rarer than diamonds in this house, I love yous were like winged horses. Mary had also hoped for some cogent last words to replace the now official last words the Countess had uttered a few days ago. Maudlin, brain-sick words, which would have mortified their speaker. The very woman who had once cheerily sliced into small animal corpses to diagram their insides and tried to melt her anniversary ring to observe the properties of gold. "Let no one unacquainted with sorrow enter here," she had said as her last, and left fingernail marks in Mary's wrist. There seemed less cause for sorrow now. The lady lay in peace at the impressive age of 56. In a warm, flickering bedchamber larger than Mary's childhood home, surrounded by her dearest possessions. Stacks of ledgers filled with decades of data, columns upon columns of celestial coordinates, lunar phases, and orbital
Sample complete. Ready to continue?